All right. Next up, we got Mike Lamb, who covered Orange Juice by Stanley Brinks and the Wave Pictures for Johnny Cashpoint.
It's raining and the wind is ruthless. It's raining and the wind is ruthless. It's raining and the wind is ruthless. I'm old and cold and tired and useless and toothless. But I'll get by with a little bit of you. Alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, ephedrine and orange juice.
Did you have trouble figuring out who the Wave Pictures were or who Stanley Brinks is?
My only knowledge of this band is from that video that was posted. That's it.
So the Wave Pictures, they are an English rock band who's apparently worked with the likes of Daniel Johnston and the Mountain Goats. This is a collaboration with Stanley Brinks, who is a French artist associated with the band Herman Dune. That is what I was able to discover via Wikipedia. Yeah, I enjoyed the original song quite a bit. It's a fun one. It's about how the radio sucks, life has no meaning, and how you can get by with a combination of useful drugs and orange juice.
And the companionship of the person who is being sung to. I'll get by with a little bit of you, alcohol, tobacco, caffeine, ephedrine, and orange juice.
It's a love song.
It takes a village.
And a pharmacy. I thought the original song it has that kind of simpleness that I don't usually like. You know, it's easy and it's repetitive and the lyrics aren't much of anything, just sort of Jimmy Buffett meets Hunter S. Thompson sort of a thing. But the performance has some real undeniable appeal. Mike Lamb captured that, I thought, and improved upon it a bit by upping the tempo and by having good guitar fills. So yeah, as much as this is the type of song that I usually don't like, I did somehow like the original, and I like the cover, so it's good.
Yeah, I like the cover as well. I thought Mike brought a lot of his own flavor to the song, and I know from talking to him on IRC that he really struggled bringing this cover together. And there were times when he just wanted to throw his hands up and go, I can't do this, but he really did. He brought his own stuff to it. I also really liked his guitar sound. Like, that's definitely Mike miking his amp, which I think just sounds really good. Yeah, and those guitar fills are really worth it. And I know that Johnny Cashpoint was pleased as punch that somebody finally took on this song. Like, I guess he's been trying to get it covered on the Gift of Music for, like, 5 different Gift of Musics in the past. So it's great that Mike did this, and Johnny got the song that he wanted for a long time. And so good job, Mike Lamb.
Yeah, I knew this song because I had Johnny Cashpoint's name in a previous Gift of Music, and this was one of the songs that I didn't pick, but I almost did. And I think it has a guitar solo that I was thinking it would be fun to try to replicate note for note on the accordion, but I did not end up doing that because, this was following a long string of song fights in which Johnny Cashpoint, like, ragged me for including accordion in everything. Basically, at one point, he referred to my, quote, accordion VST, end quote, which I scowlingly corrected him on. So then we had a bit of a back and forth about that. But I didn't end up going with that one. I ended up going with a different one. I really enjoyed this song then. I really enjoy it now. And I do think it's very catchy. It doesn't need a ton of embellishment. It's the kind of song where you do a decent job covering it and you end up with a good song.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what happened here.